Well, welcome back, everybody. This is now the fifth week of our series on how to be happy. So far, we've talked about being happy by building your life on the right foundation, a foundation of faith and not fear. We also looked at having the right heart, happiness through generosity instead of selfishness and greed. 2 weeks ago, we said that happiness comes from having the right center, making Jesus the center of your life and allowing him to carry your burdens instead of always striving and straining and trying to make everything happen on your own. And then last week was about adopting the right perspective, choosing hope over negativity. God always sees possibilities and potential where we often only see limitations and problems. From his point of view, your life is filled with power. The power for fresh growth, fresh opportunities, and a fresh vision. When you have that perspective, you will be happy. Today we're going to talk about happiness that comes from something that many of us struggle with, patience. I want to talk with you today about the right time. A lot of people are unhappy because they are impatient. They're always in a hurry and they want quick solutions, overnight results, and instant satisfaction. They demand perfection and insist on it immediately. They expect their spouses, their children, their friends, coworkers to all be perfect people. They get upset when they can't find the right partner or land the right job or lose the right amount of weight or choose the right line in the grocery store. Maybe you struggle in some ways in that area. Your children aren't as far along as you had hoped they would have been by now. You find it frustrating. Or your marriage is still not perfect. Same old problems, same old arguments. It's upsetting. Or you're struggling in your health, even though you're trying to do everything right. You think, God, why haven't you fixed this yet? Happiness so often eludes us because we're focused on the flaws in other people, the unfairness of life, the mistakes we've made, the things that did not go according to plan. But happy people understand that so much of life is a work in progress. Yes, your child or your grandchild may be struggling in math, earning low grades, falling behind, but she's trying, working hard, studying every night. That's going to pay off in the end. Yes, your husband, who seems to be deaf all the time, doesn't do what you ask him to do. But instead of getting upset, be patient with him. He'll get there. Or your friend is a negative Nelly, you know, always chewing your ear off with bad news and bringing you down. But instead of writing her off, trust that God is going to bring her happiness at the right time. The truth is, each one of us is a diamond in the rough, a little bit of a fixer-upper, a rough draft waiting to be polished. The best things in life often don't happen when we want them to, as soon as we want them to. But when you trust in God's plan, real results happen at just the right time. I have some pretty impatient friends in my life. One of them, whom I love dearly, sends me this video if I haven't responded to his texts in 24 hours. You don't want to know what he sends after 48 hours. Another friend, she just keeps calling and texting and leaving messages until she gets the answers she wants when she wants them. Now, I don't blame them. I can be pretty impatient myself, especially when it comes to my work. When we first formed small groups here at St. Hilary 6 years ago, we started with two groups that had been meeting for many years, and then we limped along, got up to two, and then four, six groups. But I wanted more, many more groups, and I wanted them right away. When we launched our missions program 2 years ago, there was a long runway to take off. First, we had to raise seed money and talk to donors. Then we had to find the right person to lead the program. And then we had to plan and design it and roll it out to the parish. It took a long time. Same with our ministries. Same with our children's programs. I was impatient, but God already saw the future. Today, we have almost 30 small groups, vibrant missions program, ministries that are growing, and children who love to come here and learn about Jesus. The world trains us to be impatient. We get frustrated when the Wi-Fi is slower than normal, when our YouTube videos don't load right away, parking lots, traffic jams, waiting on elevators, or your spouse to get ready for a night out can be nothing short of maddening. But happy people know that life is always evolving and that nothing is perfect or right until God says so. The happiest people have learned that to enjoy the journey as much as arriving at the finish line. In today's gospel, a farmer came out one morning to find his wheat field filled with weeds. It didn't make sense. He had done everything right. He had planted the right seeds. He had watered them the right amount and cared for them in the right way. But unfortunately, an enemy came while everyone was asleep and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. And when the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The farmer's workers were very upset about what had happened. They became reactive and wanted to take action. They advised the farmer to pull up the weeds and fix the problem right away. But the farmer said, no. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. The farmer knew the danger of acting too quickly. The whole crop could be ruined. He would not be rushed into a snap judgment. He knew that when the time for the harvest came, he could safely separate the weeds from the wheat without causing any further damage. The farmer was patient with the process. He took the setback in stride, trusted in God, and waited for the right time. The farmer was patient with the process because he trusted in the harvest. In the same way, God is patient with the process of your life because he knows what his grace can accomplish in you over time. God was patient with me in my teenage years when I turned away from him. He was patient again when I wavered for so long in following his call into the priesthood. He just waited behind the scenes, waiting for me to figure things out. God is so patient with us, the second reading says, that he even helps us to pray when we don't know what to say. That's when, as Paul says, the Spirit itself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. The reason God can be so patient with us is because he is so powerful. The first reading today says that God's mastery over all things makes him lenient to all. God can afford to be patient because he's in control. He has nothing to prove because he's in charge. And because he is so powerful, he already knows what's going to happen in the end. He's not worried about the results or nervous about the outcome or distraught over a few annoying weeds. But too often, you and I are just the opposite, aren't we? We rush to judgment, pull up the weeds, fix it now. But notice what the first reading says. God rebukes temerity. I had to look that word up. Temerity is a kind of arrogance that assumes we know better than God when the right time is. Temerity is dangerous because it causes us to lose patience and overreact in difficult situations. You might be thinking, Father Roger, I'm not God. I don't have that kind of power. I don't know what's going to happen or how things are going to turn out. All I know is I see a bunch of roadblocks and setbacks in front of me. But can I encourage you? You have the power to wait. You can find patience deep down in your spirit. You can trust God to pull out those weeds in your life and bring you an abundant harvest in the end. As Paul says in today's, right after today's second reading, the very next line after today's second reading, Paul says, we know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purposes. Don't let impatience stop the growth in your life. Don't allow anxiety about what could happen in a situation to keep you from reaping the harvest in the end. Just imagine if you could pull aside the curtain and know that on a particular day and a particular time, you would meet the right person. The love of your life would change everything. Wouldn't you run out to the gym, start working out again, buy some new clothes, get your hair done, start looking your best? Or what if you knew that 5 years from now, you or someone you love would be enjoying the career of their dreams? Wouldn't you encourage them to work harder? Maybe go back to school? Stock up on some new suits? Walk around with greater confidence? Or suppose you're a young couple and your doctor can tell you the exact hour when you will finally conceive a child after trying so many times. Wouldn't you go out and buy baby clothes, fix up the spare room, turn it into a nursery? God wants you to trust his timing, his plan for your life, and act accordingly. He wants you to be patient, believing that the harvest he is going to bring will come at the right time, because God's time is always the right time. My older brother has always been a model of patience. No matter what happens, he always stays calm, always trusts God to act when the time is right. Years ago, our mother, was hospitalized in Florida where she lived. The muscles around her lungs had become so weak that she struggled to breathe. She couldn't breathe very well anymore. And the doctor said that it would be a long road to recovery. Physical therapy every day, a breathing machine every night. My brother was constantly at her bedside, even worked from her hospital room. The entire time, he was patient with the process. He never gave up on our mother. And when she was tired and didn't want to do her breathing exercises, he encouraged her, said she could do it, told her she would be going home very soon. On her bad days, when she felt down, he kept reassuring her that she was making great progress. Well, 6 months later, the doctor said she was finally ready to go home. They started the discharge paperwork. My brother ordered the hospital bed, set up all the equipment she would need in the house. We were all so excited. It was a great day. But on her last night in the facility, something went wrong. Something unexpected occurred, and she didn't make it. Early the next morning, I got a telephone call telling me my mother had died. We were both heartbroken, my brother and me. And, you know, he's a man of strong faith. And I remember him saying to me, you know, I'm sad, but even though our mother passed away, I know that God still produced an abundant harvest for her. She may not have been able to go back to her house in Florida, but God did take her home. The weeds were gone, the pain was gone. That long ordeal was finally over. It's not what my brother and I wanted or expected, but we both agreed that God knows best. Like wheat, he gathered our mother into his eternal barn. God knows the right time for everything, and our part is to trust in that timing and to be patient in the process. Are you so consumed with the weeds in your life that you sometimes miss the wheat? You know, focusing so much on the brokenness in your marriage that you don't see the beautiful parts? Focus so much on your children or your grandchildren's challenges instead of their strengths? Or on the problems in your workplace, your annoying coworkers, instead of the great opportunity God has given you in that job? Or your own failures, instead of realizing that God's grace is working in you to help you grow? Don't judge the harvest while you're still in the middle of the planting season. God's delays are not God's denials. So much of his work happens slowly. Redemption takes time. Growth takes time. Healing takes time. Marriage, family, relationships take time. The wheat takes time. First reading today says, you have given your sons, your people, good ground for hope. Hopeful people are happy people because they know that God is not finished yet. When you're focused on the weeds, you'll get discouraged, critical, cynical. But when you start looking for the growth, celebrating the progress, seeing the wheat pop up through the ground, the good, quiet work God is doing in your life, then you will begin to appreciate the abundant harvest that God will one day produce in your life. A harvest of happiness you can only imagine.